person may be receptive to thinking about and developing the mission of your organization. She naturally feels like she is part of something larger than herself, and she will enjoy contributing to the impact of an overall statement or goal. Leading with consistency. People strong in the consistency theme are keenly aware of the need to treat people the same. They try to treat everyone in the world with consistency by setting up clear rules and adhering to them. Build trust. Cultivate trust by subjecting yourself to whatever rules or programs you approve for your group or organization. When you live by the rules, it demonstrates your respect for principle, sets the tone for equality, and encourages peaceful compliance. Though others may take advantage of the perks of their position, your egalitarian mindset likely rejects them and prefers to live by the same set of expectations and standards as the larger population in your organization. Fully adapt this equal footing policy to win respect and solidify your constituency. Show compassion. Being able to predict how another person will act and react helps us confidently plot the course for a relationship. Think about how consistency influences the relationships others are able to build with you. Are you always there in times of need? Do you consistently show compassion and caring? Analyze the foundations of your closest relationships and see what you discover about the role your consistency talents play. Then consider how you can use this pattern to expand the number of friendships in your life. When you show your appreciation for the value another person places on fairness and equity, you validate who he or she is and form the foundation of support and understanding. You may fare best in relationships with others who live their lives according to similar principles. Seek out opportunities to commend those whose values and ideals you admire. Tell them how they make the world a better place. By doing so, you show them that you notice what they do best and that you care about them. Provide stability. Others find comfort in knowing what is expected and what is not tolerated. Let people know the norms so that they do not unintentionally violate them. When others know your codes of behavior, they can count on you to be constant in your application of them. Verbalize the importance of consistency in your expectations of yourself and others. By doing this, people will not only know the rules, but also their underlying principles. This will help them predict your behavior in situations the rules don't cover. Create hope. When others come to you for help, it may be that they're seeking the comfort of your consistency. Your assurance that they can count on you to be there for them will be encouraging. You might find that you are a champion of the underdog. This should feel good to you. It means that your support is not destined only for those in the lead, but for all. Encourage those who struggle. Be sure to take into account their personal patterns of success. Perhaps they are striving to achieve in a way that does not suit them well, and they need some redirection. Help them make the most of their opportunities for finding a pattern that works for them. Leading others with strong consistency. When you need to put consistent practices in place for your organization, ask this person to help establish routines. When this person is in an analytical role, ask her to work on group rather than individual data. She is likely to be more adept at discovering generalizations that can be made about the group rather than particulars about a certain individual. If, as a manager, you struggle with situations in which rules must be applied equally, absolutely, and with no favoritism, ask this person to help you deal with them. The explanations and justifications will come naturally to her. In situations in which it is necessary to treat diverse people equally, ask this person to contribute to the development of the rules and procedures. Leading with context. People strong in the context theme enjoy thinking about the past. They understand the present by researching its history.
Build trust.
Relate stories of your own life that you think will resonate with others. Being vulnerable enough to share a bit of your own past can be a gateway to trust. Encourage mutual sharing of histories and life events if others are willing, and honor their trust when they confide in you. Show compassion. You're interested in the roots, the history, and the formative moments in the lives of those around you. For you, a great conversation starter is, "Tell me about a turning point in your life." Ask questions that elicit stories that will be as fun for you to hear as they are for others to tell. Showing your interest will demonstrate that you care. Remember, the details of stories you've heard someone tell, and use them as ongoing connecting points with that person. Looking across a room and making eye contact when something you've heard holds meaning for the two of you shows that you listened, remembered, and connected to the individual. Provide stability. Stability is certainly linked to context. The sense that nothing in the universe is new means that we have experienced these things before and will do so again. Having survived previous trials indicates our fortitude and resilience and gives us the confidence and courage to find new ways to triumph. History teaches patience, and putting things in perspective encourages understanding and security. Articulate the historical perspective on the issues people face today. Help them see the past as a teacher and find wisdom in its lessons. Create hope. Ask others questions like, "How did you come to that decision?" and "Have you ever dealt with an issue or situation like this in the past?" Your good questions and gentle guidance can help others get perspective on a situation and help them avoid recurring errors. You can give people hope by helping them recognize the strength they have already demonstrated and will demonstrate again. Help people make sense of their lives and circumstances by showing them how to link their own history with their present and future. Work with them to develop a timeline of their lives that includes significant decisions, trials, triumphs, and turning points. Ask them what they learned at each juncture. And help them consider what they can do now as a result of what they've learned. Boiling down complex ideas or proposals to their most basic elements helps you understand the original purpose or reasoning behind them. Trace the evolution of a plan or idea back to its inception, and clarify the purpose of its direction to those who may question it. You will strengthen the mission of your team. Remind your colleagues that the values and goals of your organization are based on wisdom derived from the past. Keep the history of your enterprise alive by retelling stories that capture its essence. These stories can offer guidance and inspiration in the present through understanding the insights of the past. Can you be the keeper of the wisdom? Or at least initiate the collection and recording of the wisdom? Future generations will thank you. Leading others with strong context. When you ask this person to do something, take time to explain the thinking that led to the request. He needs to understand the background of a course of action before he can commit to it. No matter what the subject matter, ask this person to collect revealing stories, highlight the key discovery from each one, and perhaps build a class around them. Ask this person to collect anecdotes of people behaving in a way that exemplifies the cornerstones of your organization's culture. His stories, retold in newsletters, training classes, websites, videos, and so on, will strengthen your culture. Leading with deliberative. People strong in the deliberative theme are best described by the serious care they take in making decisions and choices. They anticipate the obstacles. Build trust. You inspire trust because you are cautious and considerate regarding sensitive topics. Use these talents by taking on opportunities to handle delicate issues and conflicts. Others respect the time you dedicate to doing things right and to doing the right things. Let them know when you need time to think before making a decision. Trust them to appreciate that you have their best interests in mind. Show compassion. You understand the importance and weight of each relationship, and you take this responsibility seriously. Once you've chosen to add someone to your life, tend the relationship well. Invest in activities and conversations that keep you close and reveal your heart to the people who matter most. Lifetime relationships are hard to find, as you know, and they deserve and require your attention and love. Understand that your praise is rare and precious to many. So when you commend others, consider making the occasion with a tangible reminder of your recognition. Giving them a visible token of your appreciation will help the memory of your rare praise last for a long time. Provide stability. Rather than take foolhardy risks, you are apt to approach a decision cautiously. Trust your instincts when you believe something is too good to be true. Your deliberation and caution makes others feel protected and secure about the conclusions you reach. Others will appreciate the careful thought that goes into each decision you make. Tell them about the options that you have analyzed and why you've chosen a particular course. Consider that they have a stake in the decision too. Ask for and weigh their input as carefully as you do your own. Create hope. Temper the tendency of others to move haphazardly into action by declaring a consideration period before decisions are made. Your caution can serve to steer others away from folly and toward wise choices. When you know a great deal about a topic, offer others the benefits of the research and analysis you have done. Encourage them to try something if you believe it's the right thing for them to do. Show them the supporting evidence. Leading others with strong deliberative. Do not position this person in a role that requires snap judgments. She is likely to feel uncomfortable making decisions on gut instinct alone. When caution is required, such as circumstances that are sensitive to legal, safety, or accuracy issues, ask this person to take the lead. She will instinctively anticipate where the dangers might lie and how to keep you protected. This person is likely to excel at negotiating contracts, especially behind the scenes. As far as you can within the confines of her job description, ask her to play this role. Do not ask this person to be a greeter, rainmaker, or networker for your organization. The kind of effusiveness that these roles require may not be in her repertoire. In her relationships, this person will be selective and discriminating. Consequently, do not move her quickly from team to team. She needs to feel assured that the people she surrounds herself with are competent and trustworthy, and this confidence takes time to build. This person will be known as someone who gives praise sparingly, but when she does, it is truly deserved. Leading with developer. People strong in the developer theme recognize and cultivate the potential in others. They spot the signs of each small improvement and derive satisfaction from these improvements. Build trust. Doing something good for the sake of another is a sign of character and an invitation to trust. Extend yourself to others by helping them see all their own potential and offering to work with them to develop it. This will increase the breadth and depth of your relationships, and you will enjoy watching them grow. Try not to be hurt when others look for an ulterior motive in your good deeds. It may take them time to trust you when you show interest in their personal development. Allow them to see you in action for weeks, months, or even years before expecting their full confidence. They may not trust as easily as you do. Show compassion. You take genuine delight in people's growth and development. Your natural talent for focusing on others is a gift to those you nurture. Cheer for them and let them know that you believe in them. Your compassionate caring touches their hearts and places you squarely on their side. They will never forget the support you offer so easily. "We learn the best from those we love," is a quote you understand and appreciate. Who loves you? Whom do you love? Be sure to get close enough to not only teach and guide, but to love. Communicate your feelings. The impact will last forever. Provide stability. As you begin working with another person on her development, first acknowledge the progress you've already seen. This provides a basis of confidence and security. You can make taking the next step less intimidating by reassuring her that you are confident she can do it because of what she's already proven herself able to do. Express your certainty that the next goal is within her reach. Developers help others step over comfort thresholds. You provide a safe zone where people have permission to strive and fail and strive again. Set others up for success by letting them know that more than one attempt is likely to be necessary before ultimate success results. Helping people set the right expectations provides security that produces the confidence to try again. Encourage people to dig deep into their talents and to put them to the test. With you, they have a cushion for failure and will not feel the full force of it. You provide support so that they can take the risks necessary to make the most of their talents. Create hope. Challenge others by asking good questions that stretch their imagination. What's the most they've ever done? How much do they imagine they could do? What do they dream of doing? What would they do if there were no obstacles, no barriers to their choices? Your growth-nurturing approach is your spontaneous response to those around you and makes you an inspirational mentor to many. Consider the moves your best mentors have made and take a lesson from them. Adopt the ones that are right for you and use them to encourage and champion those you are mentoring. You will be compelled to counsel more people than you possibly can. To fulfill this inner drive, consider being a mentor for the moment. Many of the most poignant and memorable developmental moments occur in a mere instant when the right words are delivered at the right time. Words that clarify understanding, reignite a passion, open eyes to an opportunity, and change a life course. Look for opportunities to magnify moments. Leading others with strong developer. Position this person so that he can help others in the organization grow. For example, give him the opportunity to mentor one or two people or to teach a class on a company topic, such as safety, benefits, or customer service. If necessary, pay the fee for him to belong to a local training organization. This person might be a good candidate for a supervisor, team leader, or manager role. If he is already a manager or executive, look to his business unit for people who can be transferred to positions with greater responsibilities in the organization. He develops people and prepares them for the future. Be aware that this person may protect struggling performers long past the time when they should have been moved or terminated. Help him focus his developing instincts on setting people up to achieve success and not on supporting people who are enduring hardship. The best developmental action he can take with these people is to find them a different opportunity where they can truly excel. Leading with discipline. People strong in the discipline theme enjoy routine and structure. Their world is best described by the order they create. Build trust. You never let yourself off the hook, and others will respect you for your uncompromising standards. Hold yourself to the standards you set, and your actions will reflect your integrity. Others can count on you to make sure every detail is executed exactly right. Discipline can become the basis for trust when people see that their expectations are met time and time again. They will learn to respect your consistent delivery. Show compassion. Your powerful sense of order can make you a tremendous partner to those who rely on your discipline to supplement their own. Find and celebrate the positive traits others possess that you do not, and build a relationship based on mutual appreciation. Someone learns to rely on you and you on them when a complementary partnership is at its best. You can show others kindness by attending to the details that they are sure to miss. Adopt the mindset of a caring friend and seek ways to free others from the details that bog them down. You can make their lives better and win appreciation at the same time. Provide stability. You are predictable and consistent. You do what is required, when it is required, if not before. Share your timelines with others and let them see the consistent progress you make as promised. People will feel safe entrusting you with projects when they see your actions always follow your words. Not everyone is blessed with your sense of order. Share with others the calmness and composure you get from order by letting them know that you have situations under control. Help them see that each part will be accomplished in its time and the entire project will follow according to plan. Others will be freed to do what they do well when they know that nothing important can slip through the cracks. Create hope. Your performance objectives spur your efforts. You like to get things done each day and each week. Noticing your productivity, others may take their cue from your performance objectives as well. Detail your tasks, goals, and timelines, and share them with interested teammates who may use your example to inspire their own work efforts. Trying to impose your systems and structures on others who lack strong discipline talents simply won't work. Rather than trying to convert those who appear to need your sense of order, seek to discover what they do well, then support and encourage them in those areas. Leading others with strong discipline. Give this person the opportunity to bring structure to a haphazard or chaotic situation. Because she will not be comfortable in such shapeless, messy circumstances, and don't expect her to be, she will not rest until order and predictability are restored. When there are many things that need to get done in a set time period, remember this person's need to prioritize. Take the time to set priorities together, and once the schedule is set, stick to it. If appropriate, ask this person to help you plan and organize your own work. You might enlist her to review your time management system or even your proposal for re-engineering some of your department's processes. Tell her colleagues that this is one of her talents and encourage them to ask her for similar help. This person excels at developing routines that help her work efficiently. If she is forced to work in a situation that requires flexibility and responsiveness, encourage her to devise a set number of routines, each appropriate for a certain set of circumstances. This way, she'll have a predictable response to fall back on, no matter what the surprise. Leading with empathy. People strong in the empathy theme can sense the feelings of other people by imagining themselves in others' lives or situations. Build trust. Help others articulate and frame complex emotions when they are faced with a worrisome situation. Respect their feelings and allow them the freedom to express what they need to express, whether or not your feelings mirror theirs. Acknowledge and deal with these emotions honestly to build trust. Because trust is paramount to you, many of your associates are likely to feel comfortable approaching you to share thoughts, feelings, concerns, and needs. Your discretion and desire to be genuinely helpful will be greatly valued. Show compassion. Witnessing the happiness of others brings you pleasure. Consequently, you are likely to be attuned to opportunities to highlight people's successes and positively reinforce their achievements. At each opportunity, deliver a kind word of appreciation or recognition. By doing so, you are likely to make a profound and engaging impression on that person. Sometimes you have the ability to understand what others are feeling before they've recognized it themselves. This uncanny awareness can be unnerving or comforting, depending on how it's shared. Ask questions to gently guide people toward recognition of what you already suspect. Help them name their feelings and create their own path to self-discovery, and you will be a valued partner. Provide stability. Sensitive to the feelings of others, you readily engage the emotional tone of a room. Use your talents to forge a bridge of understanding and mutual support. Your empathy talents will be especially important during trying times because they will demonstrate your concern as a leader, thereby building security and loyalty. Patience and understanding are your hallmarks. Take time to hear people out. Don't rush to judgment. Giving people time and space to sort out their own thoughts and feelings in a safe environment promotes their sense of stability and tranquility. Create hope. Others are likely to choose you as a confidant or mentor. Affirm that this is a satisfying relationship for you, so they feel welcome to approach you. Encourage them by putting words to what you sense about their aspirations. Inspire and guide their dreams by imagining with them. Your empathy talents allow you to anticipate events and reactions. Because you are observant of how others are feeling, you're likely to intuit what is about to happen in the organization before it becomes common knowledge. Help people to be aware as positive emotions build, so as a group, you can capitalize on this to create hope. Leading others with strong empathy. Pay attention, but don't overreact if this person cries. Tears are part of his life. He may sense the joy or tragedy in another person's life more poignantly than even that person does. Help this person see his empathy talent as a special gift. It may come so naturally to him that he thinks everyone feels what he feels, or he may be embarrassed by his strength of feeling. Show him how to use his talents to everyone's advantage. Test this person's ability to make decisions instinctively rather than logically. He may not be able to articulate why he thinks a certain action is right, but he will often be right nonetheless. Ask him, "What is your gut feeling about what we should do?" Arrange for this person to work with positive, optimistic people. He will pick up on their feelings and be motivated. Conversely, steer him away from pessimists and cynics. They will depress him. Leading with focus. People strong in the focus theme can take a direction, follow through, and make the corrections necessary to stay on track. They prioritize, then act. Build trust. Others will respect you because you know what's important and you keep your attention there. Make sure that you're not delegating non-essentials. Before you ask someone to do something, ask yourself if it affects ultimate performance. If it's not worth your time, perhaps it's not worth anyone's time, and you don't even have to ask. Others will trust your judgment. As a person with strong focused talents, you know that life is about choices. Remember that everyone is responsible for their own decisions. Demonstrate to others that you understand and respect their choices in life. Show compassion. Take a step back and think broadly about the priorities in your life. Use your focus talents to target not only the projects that are important, but also the people. Set goals and strategies for giving these people the time and attention they deserve as partners in your life. Include these goals in your daily to-do list and check off what you accomplish. In whom should you be investing at work? Who makes your life better every day through their efforts on the job? Show appreciation to those who enable you to be so efficient. Acknowledge their role in your effectiveness and don't forget to reach out when they need your help too. Provide stability. Expand the effects of your focus talents by extending the period of time you usually plan in advance. For example, if you typically plan 1 year ahead, try planning 3 years out. Gradually increase the length of time you encompass in your forecasting. Share your thoughts with others. Knowing that you are focusing on and thinking about the long term will give them security now. When you share long-term goals with your family and your work teams, tell them that they are part of your future projections. Give them the assurance that they are valued and needed and will be there with you. Create hope. Over a lifetime, we accrue responsibilities and tasks that may have ceased to have meaning for us. Help others clear some of the accumulated clutter of their lives. Ask questions like, what are the most important priorities in your life and your work? What do you love about doing this? What would happen if you stopped doing this? By tackling these questions, you can help people focus or refocus their energies and offer them a fresh outlook on the future. Invest in your organization by guiding the career trajectory of your company's most promising protégés. When mentoring others, you can assist them in crafting well-defined career paths and action plans to secure their major aspirations. Having measurable, specific, and tangible performance objectives is critical to your effectiveness. You relish setting regular mini-goals for yourself because they keep your focus talents sharp. Share your goals, measurement systems, and performance objectives with associates. In doing so, you will increase the sense of team and inspire them to track their personal progress in relation to the larger organizational objectives. Leading others with strong focus. Set goals with timelines and then let this person figure out how to achieve them. He will work best in an environment where he can control his work events. Check in with this person on a regular basis, as often as he indicates would be helpful. He will thrive on this regular attention because he likes talking about goals and his progress toward them. Ask him how often you should meet to discuss goals and objectives. Don't expect this person to always be sensitive to the feelings of others. Getting his work done often takes top priority. If he also has strong empathy talents, this effect will obviously be lessened. Nonetheless, be aware of the possibility that he may trample on others' feelings as he marches toward his goals. This person does not thrive in constantly changing situations. To manage this, when describing the change to him, use language that he will be more receptive to. For example, talk about it in terms of new goals and new measures of success, giving the change trajectory and purpose. This is the way he naturally thinks. Arrange for this person to attend a time management seminar. He may not naturally excel at this, but because his focus theme pushes him toward his goals as fast as possible, he will appreciate the greater efficiency that effective time management brings. Leading with futuristic. People strong in the futuristic theme are inspired by the future and what could be. They inspire others with their visions of the future. Build trust. When helping others imagine what could be, make sure that your visions are grounded in reality. Many people do not find it as easy as you do to envision what things will look like decades later, so provide as much detail as you can about what they can do to be a part of the future. A realistic attitude will help build trust and confidence in your visionary ideas. Given your natural ability to look ahead, at times you may see disturbing trends on the horizon. Even if you enjoy talking about possibilities more than problems, you may be able to help people see and eliminate potential roadblocks before they cause any difficulties. Others will come to depend on you for this and trust what you see. Show compassion. One of the best ways to make a connection with another human being is to listen. Ask the people you lead about their dreams. Have them describe their ideal future to you. Somewhere in their story, your futuristic talents are likely to find a connection. Build on that connection by asking questions, helping them find more clarity as they put feelings to words. They will feel closer to you simply because you took an interest in their hopes and dreams for the future. You see the future more clearly than others. Do a little dreaming for people. Tell them that these dreams are possible if they set their sights on them. Perhaps you see talents in them that they are blind to, or opportunities they have not considered. Investing your time and energy in thinking about possibilities and what is good for other people shows caring and friendship. It shows you are a leader. Provide stability. People sometimes exaggerate the fear of the present because they cannot see beyond to a future when this too shall pass. You have the gift of perspective. Your thinking is not bound by present circumstances. Help others share the calm you possess, knowing that another day will come and all this will be behind them. As you think about the future, be sure to check in with the people you lead about their emotions. If the visions you have are all too distant for them to imagine, or if too much seems uncertain, they may get worried or uncomfortable. Ask people how they see themselves in the scenarios you discuss and help them know that these are what-if pictures, not must-be plans. They are the ones in control of their destiny. Create hope. Because you have the gift of future thinking, it should come as no surprise that people choose you as their sounding board when they seek direction and guidance. You may have been playing the role of a guide for others your whole life. Think through this role. Consider what questions you should be asking. What do others need from you? How do you find out? Having a set of questions to ask when others seek you out may help you match your contributions to their expectations and aspirations. You inspire others with your images of the future. When you articulate your vision, be sure to describe the future in detail, with vivid words and metaphors, so that others can better comprehend your expansive thinking. Make your ideas and strategies more concrete via sketches, step-to-step action plans, or mock-up models, so that your associates can readily grasp your intent. Leading others with strong futuristic. Give this person time to think about, write about, and plan for the products and services your organization will need in the future. Create opportunities for her to share her perspective in company newsletters, meetings, or industry conventions. Put this person on the organization's planning committee. Have her present her data-based vision of what the organization might look like in 3 years. And have her repeat this presentation every 6 months or so. This way she can refine it with new data and insights. When your organization needs people to embrace change, ask this person to put these changes in the context of the organization's future needs. Have her make a presentation or write an article that puts these new directions in perspective. She can help others rise above their present uncertainties and become almost as excited as she is about the possibilities of the future. Leading with harmony. People strong in the harmony theme look for consensus. They don't enjoy conflict, rather they seek areas of agreement. Build trust. You show others respect by valuing their input and helping them be heard. At times you may need to point out that each person's point of view is valuable and deserves respect, if not agreement. Learn to briefly yet effectively communicate the value of listening. The loudest voices are not the only ones that should be heard. Sometimes you may need to stop the debate, open up the floor, and help each person have a say. When you do, make sure this environment is one of trust and respect, so that those with quieter voices feel comfortable sharing their opinions. By making it clear that decisions are better when every voice is heard, others will have faith in your motives and be more likely to share discussion time equitably. Show compassion. Your harmony talents make life more pleasant. You reduce stress by reducing conflict and friction. Invest some time in conceptualizing the greater purpose of your organization. When tensions mount, remind others of the overriding mission that binds you all together. In addition to cooling the conflict, your actions help others rise to another level that is based on a shared purpose. Others will be drawn to you because you are considerate of everyone's opinions and you honor their views. Seeking common ground comes naturally to you. Your quest for harmony between individuals and groups shows others that you care and enhances one-to-one and group relationships. How many points of commonality can you find per interaction? Count them and see if you can increase your average over time. The greater the number of connecting points, the greater the opportunity for establishing significant and lasting relationships. Provide stability. You naturally provide peace and understanding. Your approach allows everyone to stay connected to the group, even when opinions differ. Remind others that the strength of a group is the ability to respectfully bring a variety of ideas to the table. Your knack for appeasing those with opposing views helps everyone in the group feel a sense of security that no matter what the issue, the group will remain intact. You calm others by smoothing the waters and helping everyone keep a level head. You ensure that no one is hurt by thoughtless words spoken in passion. Creating an atmosphere of dignity and respect helps others feel safe when it's their turn to share their views. Create hope. Establish and encourage interactions and forums in which people feel that their opinions are truly being heard. In doing so, you will promote engagement, raise individual achievement levels, and contribute to the overall performance of teams. This will, in turn, create hope for the future. Polish your talent for resolution without agitation by gathering skills and knowledge. Become skilled in moving through the steps of conflict resolution and invite someone to learn with you. Encourage and inspire each other to become experts in finding solutions through consensus. Learn and teach at the same time. Leading others with strong harmony. Find areas and issues on which you and this person agree and regularly review these topics with him. Surround him with other people who are strong in harmony. He will always be more focused, more productive, and more creative when he knows that he's supported. Don't be surprised if this person agrees with you even when you're wrong. Sometimes, for the sake of harmony, he may nod his head despite judging your idea a poor one. Consequently, you may need other people who instinctively voice their opinions to help keep your thinking clear. Leading with ideation. People strong in the ideation theme are fascinated by ideas. They are able to find connections between seemingly disparate phenomena. Build trust. The purpose behind your pursuit of what's new can help others trust you to make good choices. Explain the why behind what you do. Help people see that you're seeking to improve the status quo, to better explain the world, and to make discoveries that ultimately serve humanity. Make things simple. All your ideas, possibilities, and tangents can be confusing to some people. You see the simplicity of the underlying principles. Articulate that to others so that they can see it too. The clearer things seem to people, the more certain they can be that you are doing what is right and makes sense. Help people make connections between what is and what can be. Show compassion. Others have great appreciation for your creative imagination and your continual quest for new ideas. Invite them along for the ride. Ask them to dream with you. Shared excitement about ideas and possibilities, even from vastly different fields and approaches, can be a foundation for a mutually satisfying relationship. Partner with others who have a practical bent, people who can make your ideas realistic and bring them to fruition. You can be their inspiration. They can help you realize your dreams. Your differences are what bind you together and make each of you more successful than you would be on your own. Show consideration and appreciation for what others bring to the table. Provide stability. Stability and ideation might seem at odds. You're always searching for ways to break from convention and look at things from a new angle. Verbalize the fact that you're not seeking to destroy what is. Rather, you want to make things better. You understand that security doesn't come from maintaining the status quo and doing things the way they've always been done. Security is about making sure you're prepared for the future. You must take risks. Still, you can calm others by educating them that those risks are calculated, not reckless. Give others confidence by helping them to see the logic behind your pursuit of what's new, and keep them informed along the way. Create hope. You are a natural fit with people in research and development. You appreciate the mindset of the visionaries and dreamers in your organization. Spend time with imaginative staff members and sit in on their brainstorming sessions. Invite people you know who have good ideas to join as well. As a leader with exceptional ideation talents, you can contribute to inspirational ideas and make them happen. Find people in other walks of life who like to talk about ideas and build mutually supportive and satisfying relationships. Their knowledge and dreams about an area that is foreign to you can inspire you. Feed one another's need for big thinking. Leading others with strong ideation. This person has creative ideas. Be sure to position her where her ideas will be valued. Encourage this person to think of useful ideas or insights that can be shared with your best customers. From Gallup's research, it is clear that when a company deliberately teaches its customers something, their level of loyalty increases. This person needs to know that everything fits together. When decisions are made, take time to show her how each one is rooted in the same theory or concept. When a particular decision does not fit into an overarching concept, be sure to explain to this person that the decision is an exception or an experiment. Without this explanation, she may start to worry that the organization is becoming incoherent. Leading with Includer. People strong in the Includer theme are accepting of others. They show awareness of those who feel left out and make an effort to include them. Build trust. Your utter lack of elitism inspires respect and honor. Others can rely on you to find common ground and recognize the contribution each person makes to the whole. Automatic acceptance is part of your wiring. You don't debate the merits and drawbacks of including someone. If someone is there, he should be welcomed and brought into the fold. Help others see past what's on the outside and ask them to consider how others feel. Everyone will know that you're a person who deserves respect when they see the respect that you give to others. Show compassion. Everyone needs an includer as a friend. You help people feel welcome and immediately make them a part of something larger than themselves. You reach out and invite others to join when they're feeling like outsiders looking in. Never hesitate to invite, even when rebuffed. Know that you're always doing the right thing. Nurture the new folks in your organization. Be a first friend. Know their names and introduce them to others, helping them find connecting points. You will connect many best friends this way. It's hard to forget the person who first made you feel like you belonged in a new place where you felt uncertain. Provide stability. Stability is fostered when everyone knows that they will not be excluded. Being consistent with your invitations and open to a wide variety of people helps others know that they too find a welcome whenever they need it. That's security. Your attitude that there's always room for one more will promote inclusion rather than competition when someone new joins the group. When others see that the circle expands to accommodate all, they will feel less territorial and more secure that they have found a place in the fold. Make them feel even more confident by asking them to take on some of the orientation for new people. Create hope. Be an includer coach. Share your ideas for helping people feel welcome. Others may require a caring nudge to get them to step outside their comfort zone and make the first move to add someone to their inner circle. When you offer that nudge, you give two people a bit more opportunity for growth in the future. Consider that people will relate to each other through you. You are a conduit for information. You can connect with all of the people in a group and keep them effectively connected to each other. Watch as this network you have created multiplies by the day. Leading others with strong includer. This person is interested in making everyone feel like part of the team. Ask him to work on an orientation program for new employees. He will be excited to think about ways to welcome new recruits. You can capitalize on this person's includer talents by focusing them on your customers. Properly positioned, he may prove to be very effective at breaking any barriers between customer and company. Because this person probably will not appreciate elite products or services made for a select category of customer, position him to work on products or services that are designed for a broader market. He will enjoy planning ways to cast a wide net. In certain situations, it may be appropriate to ask this person to be your organization's link to community social agencies. Leading with individualization. People strong in the individualization theme are intrigued with the unique qualities of each person. They have a gift for figuring out how people who are different can work together productively. Build trust. Sometimes you know more than people would like you to know. Keep strict confidences and only share your insights with a person one-to-one. She should be the one to decide if she wants you to relate those insights to others. Others trust your instincts about people's unique qualities. Continue to build on that trust by focusing on the positive as much as you can when you're asked to share your impressions about someone. Stand behind your tendency to treat each person individually according to need, strength, and style. Many may see this as playing favorites and distrust you. Be prepared to defend your individualization from a performance excellence standpoint, as well as from a humane perspective. This will give others confidence in your decisions. Show compassion. Others are often surprised at the depth of your insights about them, especially when you've known them only a short time. You've probably heard, "How did you know that?" many times. As relationships develop, others will want to hear in greater depth your thoughts and insights regarding their actions, motivations, and talents. You are a mirror for them, and you offer a valuable perspective. Ask them to tell you more about themselves and test your insights. Accept and affirm what they have to tell you. You may have the gift of gifting, choosing the perfect gift for another person, even someone you don't know particularly well. Finding a small token and giving it at unexpected times can be a quick relationship builder. Give yourself permission to reach out in this way and enjoy the rewarding looks of surprise and delight. Who can resist a perfectly chosen gift? Bring joy into others' lives with little surprises. Provide stability. Your awareness is essential to providing stability. By being attuned to others' desires and needs, you can help them because you can position them in the right place. Their confidence grows because they are being asked to do what they do best. All generalizations are false, including this one, is a phrase you might enjoy. Knowing that you are conscious of each person's special circumstances helps him or her feel understood and secure. Let people know that despite the rules or the classic wisdom, you will take their unique talents and needs into account when making decisions about opportunities they can pursue. Create hope. Sometimes people are more predictable to you than they are to themselves. Use your talent to notice others' consistent behavior patterns to help them see things they can't. You might be able to help them capitalize on talents they seldom use intentionally, or avoid pitfalls that repeatedly ensnare them. Kindly give them feedback to help them streamline their dreams and aspirations. You are instinctively aware that individuals will be most productive when their environments are suited to their talents. Wherever appropriate, implement organizational policies that allow your associates to work in their own style. Policies that allow people to express their individuality in the clothes they wear, how they decorate their offices, and the hours they work. Through these policies, you will engage and inspire your associates and enable them to produce their best work. You move comfortably among a broad range of styles and cultures, and you intuitively personalize your interactions. Consciously and proactively making full use of these talents by leading diversity and community efforts in your organization. Leading others with strong individualization. Ask this person to serve on your selection committee. She will probably be a very good judge of each candidate's strengths and weaknesses. By figuring out the right people for the right roles using her individualization talents, she will also help improve the organization's productivity. When appropriate, have this person help design pay-for-performance programs in which all employees can use their strengths to maximize their pay. Ask this person to teach an internal training class or mentor new employees. She may well have a knack for spotting how each person learns differently. Look at this person's other dominant themes. If her developer and arranger talents are also strong, she may have the potential to be a manager or supervisor. If her talents lie in command and woo, she will probably be very effective at turning prospects into customers. Leading with input. People strong in the input theme have a craving to know more. Often they like to collect and archive all kinds of information. Build trust.